on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day. It's time for Friday Cry Day. Feels good to let it out.
All right, so let's play for this. You know my friend here, Jay Duch.
No. I'm gonna put an immediate end to that, and we're just gonna keep going.
Has anybody called you that before?
And pretend that we didn't hear that.
I like Jay Duch.
I think just for me,
Jay Duch. I like that.
I just want us. Let's start over.
All right.
Starting over, everyone.
Sometimes I wish the show was not live, but it is. All right. So Jess is a very, aka Jay Duch, is a very emotional person, and she cries a lot. For all kind of reasons. So what we did is we decided to make a game out of this. Basically, what's going to happen is she's going to tell you three reasons of why she may have cried as an emotional person. And you are going to try to guess which one of these is the real reason of why she cried this week. Okay? Two of these stories made up. One of these, the real reason why she cried this week. Let's get into the tears with this week's Friday Cry. And we'll start with story number one.
Story number one. So yesterday I had a TV appearance with Be More Lifestyle on Fox 45. But you guys know how uncomfortably hot this week has been. Okay. And by the time I just walk out of our work building, going into my car, drive over there, walk out of my car, go inside their building, my makeup started to sweat. Like my nose started to sweat through my makeup. And I go into the bathroom and I'm like, I have to be on TV in 10 minutes. And I'm like, what am I supposed to do? So I frantically, I'm like trying to like pat my nose and it's making it worse, which turns me into straight panic and I'm crying. So now they're like, Jess, like we have to take you back now. So I run to my car, grab my highlighter and just put a ton of it on my nose. So I looked like a disco ball on TV.
So what'd you cry afterwards or on TV?
I cried in the bathroom.
I can't wait to cry on television. That's gonna be a fun day for all of us. All right, story number two.
Story number two. Okay, this is a Love Island USA spoiler alert.
Careful.
Spoiler alert. Okay, if you are not caught up to episode 20, this is your official spoiler alert. So you know, in that moment when Nick almost got voted off, and suddenly all the boys were like so shocked. All the boys in the villa literally started sobbing. They start sobbing and they're like, bro, I love you. Like, you're my dog. Like, I don't know what I'm going to do without you. And I was like, hang on a second. First of all, my personal feelings on Nick, Ace, and Taylor, well, that's a separate conversation on what they did to my boy Jeremiah. We'll get into that later. But I think seeing these boys so openly loving each other on national television, and like that took me back, and I loved that they like were genuinely like, bro, at one point literally they were like, bro, I love you, and he was like, bro, I love you, and it was not in like comedy, like they were so serious about it, and I loved seeing that on TV.
Little Love Island tears. Okay, story number three.
Okay, story number three. So yesterday our friends over at Today's 101.9, Greg and Gina were celebrating 10 years of their show, and they had this super fun celebration at Mother's Grill in Timonium, and they had a ton of their listeners there. But it was cool because I got to meet some of our listeners too, who like go back and forth between us in the morning. And there was this listener, Amanda. She came up to me, and like it was really, really busy, y'all, and this was also really, really hot. So just imagine, like, I'm no joke, I'm literally in the middle of this patio surrounded by a sea of people, and it's shoulder to shoulder, okay? And she comes up to me and she's like, Jess, like, I just want to tell you, like, she's saying all these super kind things to me about like Garage Boy, about our wedding, like all these things. And she was like, I also just want to say to you, just in case I never see you in person again, I really think that you're going to be an incredible mom someday.
Oh, God. Wait, Jessica.
And I'm like, I'm in the middle of like all these people at an event for our friends. And I start like crying,
I swear to God,
in front of everyone outside. So I'm like sweating.
Yeah.
And I'm crying.
You can't tell which one's which.
So everything's just wet.
There's a lot of tears.
You know?
A lot. Yeah. I swear to God, if it's Love Island, I'm going to be pissed. 410-583.
It was really emotional, honestly, though, the boys.
Which one was the real cry? Let's play. Let's go to Melody's, our first contestant. Hi, Melody. It's Savannah Park. How are you?
Good.
You got three options. What's the real cry, you think?
Gosh, I know. For me, I almost started crying in the car. Mm-hmm. When she said that you were going to be a great mom. Oh my gosh. That touched my heart. I'm driving down the road like, oh my God, that's so sweet.
It seems like it's the obvious answer, but what we've learned in this game is sometimes it's not the obvious answer, unfortunately.
Well, I know. And like you said, if it's Love Island, Jess, I'm so disappointed.
I know, but sometimes this game can bring some grave disappointment to us. So what do you want to go with? Are you going one, two, or three?
I'm going three.
Jess, was that the real cry this week?
Yes, that was the real cry.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
So,
I'm gonna cry now.
Y'all, literally, I think it was because she's like, in case I never see you in person again, I want to say this to your face. I really think that you're going to be an incredible mom someday.
Sweet. Oh my God.
And when I tell you, I'm not joking, I am bawling in the middle of this outdoor patio at Mother's in Timonium. I'm sweating my butt off I'm crying to the point where like, this isn't a cute cry. I'm not saying this is a single tear. I'm telling you, I was unraveling. So I was a puddle of disgusting sweat in tears yesterday. And probably people, you know, they just saw me and they're like, why is this girl crying in the middle of Mother's right now? Like, Greg and Gina are playing College of Knowledge.
Yeah.
Like, chill. You know?
Right.
And then listener Amanda was like, please, Jess, do not. I don't want to be the one that made you cry. And I'm like, girl, I have to talk about this tomorrow for Friday Cry Day.
Friday Live is what you're getting right here, baby.
I swear, I was driving down the road and I'm like, oh my God, that's so sweet. And I'm like, oh God, it better not be Love Island.
I know. Please.
No, Melody, I heard you off air. You said that you would be pissed if it was Love Island. Yeah. I heard what you said.
Keep it real. Keep it 100 with us. It's fine. Now,
but
yeah.
Congratulations to you. Thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate you.
Yes, every morning. You guys are awesome. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.